Throughout the history of Western music, composers have been drawn to the violin for its lyrical and expressive capabilities. Through this fascination, an unparalleled body of work has been amassed, and audiences have fallen in love time and again with the instrument's rich oeuvre. For the summer's fourth Carte Blanche concert, Music at Menlo celebrates the violin's history with performances of four diverse sonatas for violin and piano, featuring four different combinations of violinists and pianists well known to Music at Menlo audiences. Aaron Keefe and Wu Han begin the program with Beethoven's first violin sonata, followed by Georgia Flizanis and Gilbert Kalish's performance of the Aaron Copland Sonata. Ian Swenson and Chamber Music Institute alumna Heian Park offer the violin sonata of Leos Janacek, and Arno Sussman and Gloria Chen finish the program with the violin sonata by Richard Strauss.
I'm really excited about this program.
Violinist Aaron Keefe.
It's so rare that you can have four such different violinists playing four completely different works. You know, usually you do a recital with one violinist playing a whole program, but to have four of us on the same program is very unique. And all four of these works are completely different. And I think that they also fit our personalities as well, I think. But when it comes down to it, it's about the glorification of the violin in their own unique way.
The program begins with Beethoven's Sonata for Violin and Piano in D Major, Opus 12, Number 1, composed in 1798.
I will be performing the first Beethoven violin sonata, which is really a charming work. There's so much character, there's so much joy. It's an early piece, and he's still writing in the tradition of Haydn and Mozart. But already you can hear the nuances of Beethoven's unique personality coming through. The piece begins with this great burst of energy, but then immediately turns soft and lyrical. And these juxtapositions of extremes and dynamics show us who Beethoven is. The second movement is Theme and Variations, and it is my favorite movement of the piece. It starts off with this beautiful, simple melody that's really lovely and lyrical. And then in the variations, he reimagines the melody in all sorts of unexpected ways. The last movement is a rondo. It's sort of a quirky little rondo. There's accents where you don't expect them and little surprises all over the place, but there's so much life in it, and it takes an incredible amount of energy to perform it, actually, because there's so much going on and there's so much interplay between the two voices. I'm really looking forward to the rest of the program as well. I can't wait to hear the other violinists perform these great works. Georgia Flizanis is going to be playing the Aaron Copland Sonata, which is not played very often, so I'm really looking forward to hearing that.
Aaron Copland composed his violin sonata between 1942 and 1943, during the Second World War. The work's elegiac quality befits its dedication to the memory of a fallen friend.
This work is also very touching and quite deeply moving as an elegy to a friend who had been part of a group of young artists and friends that Copland hung out with.
Georgia Flizanis.
And in fact, I think the man that it's dedicated to, Harry Dunham, who died, who was shot down over the Pacific, you know, he was so young, it was hard to say what his relationship would have been to this group, but he clearly touched Copland very deeply. This piece has a kind of open, that sort of open territory of harmonic language in Copland's wonderful use this time of his life, even though some things are somewhat dissonant in this piece, but overall, it's a very approachable piece. The first movement has a kind of hesitation to it. It sort of starts out with little utterances in the violin that are answered in a kind of chorale-like manner by the piano. So the violin is trying to get some sort of easygoing, simple song, which is very much his style. And the piano keeps kind of coming in and saying, you know what, let's just stay here and sing a few chorales to the Lord. And eventually this thing rolls along so that finally these two strangely odd sort of chorale-like utterances and this little simple song get into a kind of a groove with each other. And it rolls into a sort of an allegro feeling, which is really beautifully done. I mean, the music in the first one, I think, is maybe as touching as the second movement in its odd way, because it tries to gain altitude to try to live above something that, again, is very tender underneath the surface. It has one of the most beautiful slow movements as kind of an elegy. It has a lot of real razzle-dazzle in it in the third movement, a lot of real physical playing between the violin and the piano that's rhythmically almost jazzy. And of course, one has to remember, he was hanging around in Hollywood and he was around a lot of really interesting musicians there, including Stravinsky, who was very interested in jazz. And I think that element is embedded in this language. the idea of the an American folk language is very, very much part of this, as it is in the Appalachian Spring. And they're not far apart from each other in age. So they share this innocence on the one hand with melodies that are really simply built on, you know, just thirds, you know, da-da-dee, da-da-da-dee, and not terribly overwrought.
The rhapsodic qualities of the repertoire will be explored in a performance of Janáček's Haunting Violin Sonata, performed by violinist Ian Swenson and pianist Heian Park. Like Janáček's string quartet, Intimate Letters, heard on this summer's second concert program, Janáček's Violin Sonata, composed in 1914, is marked by a deeply romantic manner of expression.
Ian Swenson will be playing the Janáček Sonata, and he's such an insightful musician, so I think it's going to be really fun to hear him play that piece. And Arnaud Sussman will be playing the Strauss Sonata, which is one of my all-time favorite sonatas in the repertoire. It's very virtuosic, it's very romantic, there's soaring melodies, and it really comes to a very exciting close. It's the perfect way to end the program. As a violinist, we have so much great repertoire to choose from. Every major composer wrote a sonata for the violin, basically, and these four sonatas are some of the finest examples of the violin sonata repertoire. They really show off the full capabilities of what the violin can do. There's refinement, there's virtuosity, there's great lyrical sections.
Audio Notes is authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Wu Han, Patrick Castillo, and Isaac Thompson. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations: Claude Debussy's Premier Rhapsody, performed by Anthony McGill and Derek Hahn, and Olivier Messiaen's Abyss of the Birds, performed by Anthony McGill, and Praise to the Eternity of Jesus, performed by Colin Carr and Gilbert Kalish, appear courtesy of Music at Menlo Live. Francis Poulenc's Clarinet Sonata, performed by Anthony McGill and Gloria Chen, appears courtesy of the artists. Robert Schumann's Romances for Clarinet and Piano are performed by clarinetist Karl-Heinz Steffens and pianist Karina Wisniewska, and appears courtesy of Tutor Zurich, Switzerland, www.tutor.ch. Carl Maria von Weber's Grand Duo Concertant, performed by James Campbell and Leonard Hokanson, appears courtesy of Marquee Classics. Robert Schumann's Minnespiel, performed by Hanno Müller-Brockmann and Graham Johnson, Hugo Wolf's Liederstrauss, performed by Stefan Gentz and Roger Vignoles, and Franz Liszt's Dante Sonata, performed by Leslie Howard, appear courtesy of Hyperion Records. Johannes Brahms's Unbefleckte Lauerluft, performed by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Daniel Barenboim, Ludwig van Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 13 in E-flat, Opus 27 No. 1, performed by Emil Gilels, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Fantasia in C minor, K475, performed by Maria Joao Pires, Leo Janáček's Violin Sonata, performed by Gidon Kremer and Martha Argerich, and Richard Strauss's Violin Sonata, performed by Gidon Kremer and Oleg Meisenberg, appear courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon, online at www.deutschegrammophon.com. Francis Poulenc's Five Poems of Max Jacob, performed by Felicity Lott and Pascal Roger, and Beethoven's Sonata for Violin and Piano in D Major, Opus 12, No. 1, performed by Henrik Schernick and Ingrid Hebler, are used courtesy of Decca Classics. Ned Roram's War Scenes, performed by Donald Graham and Eugene Isteman, appears courtesy of Phoenix Records. George Crumb's Night is performed by Jan de Gaetani and Gilbert Kalish, and appears courtesy of Bridge Records Incorporated, www.bridgerecords.com. Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek is performed by Keith Goldstein and appears courtesy of the artist. Alexander Scriabin's Piano Sonata No. 2 in G-sharp minor, Opus 19, Sonata Fantasy, performed by Albert II, appears courtesy of Centaur Records. Aaron Copland's Violin Sonata, performed by Elmar Oliveira and Robert Koenig, appears courtesy of Artec Records. Richard Strauss's Cello Sonata and Frederick Chopin's Cello Sonata are performed by David Finkel and Wuhan. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Land.